Hi everyone, welcome to Tea and Tarot with Dawn and Jenna. We wanted to do an intro to our podcast. We're going to be talking about all kinds of subjects relating to our interests, specifically women's health and perimenopause, because nobody talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll definitely be talking about tea, and we'll definitely be talking about tarot.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn is our tarot expert.
Expert.
Mm-hmm. And I am learning tarot because Dawn is here to teach me. It was something that I was afraid of because I don't feel like I can memorize all the information. So this is where Dawn is coming in my training. We're going to talk about lifestyle stuff. Specifically, I'm interested in homesteading and going off the grid and healing old wounds, blockages, the chakras. We'll talk about yogas, namas, and
the niyamas.
Yeah. We're going to talk about food and recipes and health and anything that is on our minds.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about our spiritual paths.
Definitely.
We're all unique in our paths, and we're all learning. There's never a time where you stop learning.
Definitely. Yeah, and I think that's the thing that's intimidating, that you start it and you think that it's going to end at some point, but it really never ends. You're always developing, always moving forward and up and out. So we want to make that seem less intimidating and less scary and more user-friendly, if you will.
And joyful. It's supposed to be a joyful experience, not just something that you have to do. Something that becomes a self-care practice. Because
right.
It's an opportunity for us to focus on ourselves and go inward instead of constantly focusing on others and meeting others' needs. It's an opportunity for us to meet our own needs and just dig deep and learn more and figure out how we can live the best possible life that we can.
Right, and have it be a part of your lifestyle, part of your everyday routine. So yeah, that's our passion, to do that ourselves and to communicate what we love to do and to make that, to have a community and to be open and honest with our struggles and with our hiccups and speed bumps, so that mm-hmm. you don't feel like you're the only one who maybe isn't doing the right thing, or, you know, have 100 questions. Like, we all have 100 questions. We all have doubts. So
for sure. And one of the things that I especially notice with social media a lot, because we're bombarded, we're always bombarded with all kinds of information telling us that we're supposed to be good vibes only and
mm-hmm. all love and light.
And it's not the truth, right? It's
yep.
We are a duality. We are both light and dark and good and bad. And we need to be able to honor both sides of ourselves.
Absolutely.
And allow ourselves to be who we are. I'll admit, one of my biggest struggles is emotions. I've had some huge emotional blocks. Mm-hmm. I've had some trauma in my life that has prevented me from letting my guard down.
Mm.
And it's certainly part of my spiritual journey is figuring out how to release those blocks and open myself back up.
Mm-hmm.
And it really sometimes gets under my skin when I hear people say, good vibes only today, or mm-hmm. smile. Well, why do I need to smile? If I'm feeling pain or if I'm feeling upset, I don't need to smile just to make you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to own what's going on with myself and allow myself to be in that place.
Right. And if you don't feel it too, then it can be disingenuous and it can feel fake and it can really dissuade you from moving forward and really wanting to dive in, because it can seem like, well, this is just very just on the surface and superficial, when in truth, it's deep and personal. And there's no way to, it's not a cookie cutter or a one size fits all situation or journey. So, you know, we want to make sure, and we want to do what we can and what our passion is to, you know, embrace all walks of life and to meet you where you're at instead of, and to encourage you to do the same. So we, you know, I believe in meeting you where you're at instead of expecting you to meet me where I'm at and holding you to the same standard I hold myself, because my journey is nowhere near your journey. And so, you know, encouraging you guys to do the same thing and to look at it from that perspective is that not everybody is on the same path and not everybody has the same struggle and the same view. So understanding and having that compassion for yourself and for others.
Absolutely. And going to, on that journey, talking about the journey and stuff, we're going to have people come on to our podcast periodically and share their journey or a healing practice that they're passionate about, anything related to our interests. We're going to invite people to come along if they would like to join us and talk about it and share their insights.
Right, because we all have different strengths, and it's really great to be able to share and have a conversation about, you know, what I went through versus what Jenna goes through, or what, you know, our neighbor goes through, and to just have a fresh perspective and new ideas and those sorts of things, you know. So if somebody is really interested in crystals, or if somebody's interested in herbal remedies or medicines or tarot or any of those things. So, yeah.
That's where we're going to focus. So I hope you guys enjoy our podcast and join us on this new journey for us. For sure. This is something new for us. And we're going to share with you what we're drinking every day. Every time we come on, we're going to talk about what we're working with. And so I have a tea drop turmeric latte today. We're going to go into health, and right now I'm struggling with inflammation. So turmeric is a fabulous nutritional tool to help reduce the inflammation.
That it is.
So what have you got, Dawn?
Well, I'm drinking a matcha green tea latte. So I indulged in the latte version, but the matcha green tea is like an overall one of the best green teas that you can have. And because I love caffeine and I love coffee and I really need to back off from that, the matcha green tea gives me a healthier, more natural caffeine boost. And this, it tastes divine with the latte with just a little bit of sugar, which I know we know this isn't great for us, but oh, is it a nice treat? It's just, I feel like I could just drink this all day long. It's like, it tastes like ice cream to me.
So, oh,
it is really good.
Yum. Well, thank you for joining us, and we'll be back soon.
Take care, guys. This podcast is brought to you by Paper Moon and Dawn Moon Tarot.